Dustin? Feels great. Ready to roll. I've been working out for about 2 months now, so I'm glad everybody's back. The building gets kind of empty during the off season, so it's good to have everybody back.
Since last year's over now, like, was it affecting you? Like, were you having any repercussions on the field because of the injury?
I think with my position, with just like the repetition and stuff that we do, just like a pitcher, every few years I got to kind of get stuff kind of just cleaned up and stuff like that. It's more of a cleanup stuff. Cleanup thing, and you know, I'm feeling great. I'm kicking a little bit, you know, running, doing stuff that, I'm ready to roll. Glad we're working out again, that's for sure. So I feel great.
Dustin, this is probably different for you as a punter than maybe for some other guys to think about, but I'm curious, you've had a couple guys on the team retire young now, and it's going around the NFL a little bit. I'm just curious if you see that as a trend yourself and what you think's going on there.
I don't know if it's a trend as much as it's just, you know, they have other opportunities out there, and they you know, it's their decision. You know, we're here. I love to punt. I'm focused on me and our special teams and trying to finish one overall. And, you know, that's obviously, you know, their decision and something that they made, you know, collectively with their family. I don't think it has anything to do with just like a family decision, really.
Do you see that, though, as a semi-natural outgrowth of state of the game or things people are thinking about with the game?
I don't think it's a trend. I think there's so many guys. You have your Peyton Mannings that, you know, have issues. I think it's just an individual basis on what that player's feeling, and it's just, I don't think it's a trend. I think it's just something that, you know, he decided, and that you got to say, you know, I could look at an injury. I've had 4 or 5 over the course of 11 years, and I've just said, you know, I feel like it's just like a maintenance thing. I'm going to keep going. I think it's just one of those things that you say, I'm sticking through and trying to go as long as I can.
Does the money that you guys get paid now make that decision a little bit easier if you're looking to the future and worried about it? That most of you guys are fairly well financially set, so you think it makes it easier to walk away in that situation if it's something you are worried about?
I think it, you know, with the opportunities that I've been given and the money that I've been able to make is great, but it's still something that I love to do. And so the love over the money anytime. I love punting. I love the daily grind of challenging myself mentally and then the physical aspects of it and, you know, what I can provide to the team. And I think that, you know, the money's great, but really everybody's here because they love it. Our coaches are here because they wish they could be back on that football field. So they put time in watching that film because that's the only thing they can do to get back on that field. And so I think it's just like the genuine love of the game, really.
Andy's message to the team today any different than it's been since he's been here?
No, because he's Mr. Consistent. You know how he is. Everything is, you know, he expects us to come in and work. And, you know, his message was, you know, it's time. You know, we got the same guys in here. We got, you know, core guys that have been here. It's the fourth year of kind of his time here, and, you know, we're excited to all be back. We got to retain a lot of veteran guys here. You guys saw this past off season. We're excited about the draft coming up, and just ready to work, ready to get back in these doors. I know the coaches kind of get antsy. You know, it's a long off season. I know they tend to – they start becoming scouts instead of coaches. And, you know, so they're excited about having everybody back and, you know, getting back to the game we love.
How has your off-season work changed and evolved over the course of your career?
Just knowing when to lay off and, you know, when you have quality reps and a really good session, just kind of backing off and, you know, saying that's good, let's watch the film on that and try to repeat that tomorrow. I've tried to step back, and I've actually started to kick a little bit more the older I get because I know kind of how to go about that and, you know, kind of ease into it during the course of a session, which is fun watching Cairo. You know, I got Cairo and James back, which is the biggest thing for us, is consistently the same guys being here. That's enables you to just focus on you, knowing that, you know, you trust them, you have that factor. So I think that with all of our routines together, you know, we're starting to, me and Cairo are starting to really work well together, and now James has a full year under his belt, 2 big playoff games, and so, you know, really our routines are the same, and you just got to figure it out how your body's feeling and put know when to push it and when to kind of put on the brakes a little.
Not just those guys, but the team in general and the coaches, having everybody back for a fourth year, how valuable is that?
That's huge. You know, we have Dave Tobe in the room, and any team in the National Football League would love to have him as a special teams coordinator. You got Andy Reid, John Dorsey. You have so many defense and offensive coaches that all share one thing. They love football. They'd love to be out there on the field. And so that's fun to come every day. And, you know, that they don't just hold a job here in a position, and they, you know, they come to work and drive here and pull and sit in the parking lot. You see them, you know, they have some giddy up in their step getting into these doors and ready to work. So that's awesome to see that. And that's been fun to watch the last, you know, now 4 years of, you know, people generally wanting to come in, good to see you, handshakes, high fives, like, what'd you do for your off season? Let's get to work.
What's the family dynamic with you and your brother and your dad, and how does that manifest itself over the off season, and has it played a role in your success, you think?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, anytime I have any kind of questions, I obviously go to my dad. He's kind of experienced a little bit of everything in his life, and so it's nice to have that kind of a resource and somebody I can just, you know, call, have on speed dial and call. And then with Britton now, he has, you know, an experience that I hope to experience this year and going to a Super Bowl and, you know, winning. And he punted really good in that game. You know, I think, obviously, you know, Von Miller hadn't won the MVP. He could have been the MVP. If that ever happens. No, it's cool that he got to experience that and watch that game. I mean, because he really did. He kept that return game at bay and hit some balls out of bounds that were pretty, you know, great punts. And so, you know, now I have somebody I can call. I hate calling little brother and asking advice, but I'm gonna have to in this situation.
You know, I know you're very happy for him. Does it stick in your craw a little bit that he's going to walk around and show that ring? Your dad's going to have his ring, and you're going to.
I'm the only male in my family that doesn't have a Super Bowl ring, so yeah, definitely. But it's awesome. You know, I'm happy for him. But it's something too that, you know, I'm going to use during the course of this season, this off season, for motivation, because, you know, you have to. All these experiences that I experience in life, I try to use. Every person I come in contact, you have to take something from them that works for you. And so with him, you know, that's one of the stressful games of the year. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, what I have to do on that Sunday, and then for two Sundays I'm looking over, like, hoping he's doing well as well. So that's one of the most stressful games of the year for me, but yeah, I'll take those things, those little tidbits from my father and from Britton that he's been able to accomplish.
Did you go to the game?
I did not. No, I actually went to the first one, and I was like, man, I don't know if I was unlucky or what, but I decided to stay back with family and kind of take care of some business that I needed to take care of and kind of watch from the 50-yard line on the TV.
They could have been getting shots at you.
No idea what that was about. That was a special moment for the family, and it's funny to see that and everybody comment on it, but really, I mean, he's a quarterback, so he's on to the next play. That's that what, you know, what happened. Now what is where he was, but yeah, it was.
Last two guys. We'll go to Terezi. Okay, got it.
I was at the Super Bowl, so I talked to Britton. Is he above twisting that knife a little? You think he'll? Has he already done it?
No, you know what? We just spent the last 10 days together in Florida, and he flew into like a foot or two of snow in Denver, which is crazy weather right now for this time of year for them. But he hasn't really. Actually, he didn't talk much about it. I mean, he talked about about how it was just one of those things where they got on a roll late. They had home field playoff, which, you know, if you look at our schedule, I love our schedule towards the end. You know, obviously we got three games in a row, and then had to. I mean, who doesn't like to go to San Diego in January, really? So, I mean, I like our schedule there. And, you know, I don't think he's twisted the knife. I think he realizes what we have, you know, in our locker room and the potential that we have. And so he's probably not going to say very much this year.
BJ, and then we'll finish here.
Just last week when the schedule came out, have you had a chance to look at it, and just what are your thoughts on how things kind of lay out for you guys this year?
Yeah, you know, I like it. You know, anytime the schedule comes out, you know, I'm always looking at the December games, where we have to go. And, you know, you play Arrowhead late. You know, it looks like we're getting ready for, you know, playoff weather, playoff, you know, mentality. You know, anytime you can have a playoff game or a game in Arrowhead, you have advantages. And so the way our schedule looks, where we kind of go back and forth early, and then you have Oakland Atlanta Falcon kind of thing there towards the end, and then three straight home games, you know, that's going to go to our favor. We play really well at home, and, you know, we owe that to the crowd and our fans and just the Chiefs Kingdom.
Last one.
Dustin, what is it about Kansas City's special teams that makes you confident that you'll meet the expectations Coach Reed's has for you and that you have for yourself, and that maybe you'll get to add to your jewelry collection?
Yeah, right. Just the next man up. You know, Dave Tobe and Brock have been really good, you know, about you're coaching everybody up. I think it starts there, the accountability that those two guys bring to the room. They don't really leave any stone unturned as far as what they expect from a given player, not only on Sunday, but through the week, getting ready for a game in the classroom, just their prep. And, you know, we played with a lot of young guys and still managed to play in the top 10 in standings. And so I think we played really well last year. And that's all about scheme. In the NFL, you have a lot of great players. And it's the coaching staffs that really kind of make the difference and makes that push. And that's something that we're very prideful here the last 4 years is, you know, accountability in our coaches. And then it trickles down to the players because they know what they're expected to do and when.